慈悲的天父，我们来到你的面前，我们要仰望你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we came to here to worship you.
我们要仰望你的荣耀，仰望你的智慧。
We look upon your glory, your wisdom.
请求你带领我们，教导我们。
Please lead us and teach us.
掌管我们的口舌。
And control our tongues.
掌管我们的心思意念。
And control our mind.
让我们借助你的话语，把它行在我们教会中。
So that we can behave ourselves by your words.
让你得到荣耀。
To glorify you.
祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in your name, holy name.
Amen. Amen. 大概是三个礼拜以前吧，牧师开始讲《使徒行传》。
About three weeks ago, our pastor began to talk about Acts.
《使徒行传》是一本很宝贵的书。
The Book of Acts is actually a pretty precious book.
在我们准备成立这个教会以前。
Before we try to establish this church,
Dr. Roger Olson 告诉我们，要我们几个人要把《使徒行传》一连的看三遍。
Dr. Olson told the founders of this church to read the Book of Acts three times continuously.
因为这是教会的基础。
Because this is the foundation of the church.
我们为什么今天选这个题目呢？
Why we choose this topic today?
我们最近感觉到我们的教会需要复兴。
We feel our church needs to be revived.
我们也为复兴祷告。
We need to pray for the revival.
那么我觉得我们要避免两个错误。
We should try to avoid two mistakes.
第一个错误，我们祷告的时候，我们不求神告诉我们怎么样复兴我们的教会。
The first one is, we didn't ask God to teach us how to revive this church.
为什么？
Why?
我们不能复兴我们的教会。
We ourselves cannot revive our church.
我们常常以为我只要多做这个，我多做那个，我就可以复兴教会。
We always thinking we can revive our church through hard work.
要不是基督复兴教会，教会不能被复兴。
Jesus, he can only revive the church.
我们要不要祷告？
Shall we pray?
祷告要求神来复兴我们这个教会。
We should pray that the God to revive this church.
我们还容易犯另外一个错误。
Another mistake.
我们说我们在这里很多年了。
We've been here many years.
我们努力的工作。
We try our best.
我们建立一个教会。
To build such a church.
我们建立我们的教会。
Go ahead.
We build our own church. Our church. 是我们的教会吗？
Is it our church?
我们是要建立我们的教会吗？
Are we building our own church?
有没有答案？
Is there any answer?
不是。
No.
不是建立我们的教会。
It's not our church.
我们要建立神的教会。
It's God's church.
假如我们辛辛苦苦地建立的是我们的教会，没有神的教会，那是死的教会。
The church will be a dead church if we build our church without God.
所以我觉得这是一个很好的时候。
It's a good time to mention this.
我们来学习怎么样我们让神来复兴我们这个教会。
Let's learn how God revived this church.
我们我可以说我自己最近一直在思考一个问题。
I'm pondering a question right lately.
我们是请神来兴旺我们的教会，那我们是不是就什么事都不做呢？
We invite God to revive our church.
当然不是。可是我们要做什么呢？
What should we do?
我们要怎么能够，我在想，确定我们这个教会是神的教会，而不是我们的教会。
We have to make sure this church is our God's church.
我们怎么知道我们在这里
？How can we know?
是建立神的教会。
How can we know we are building a church of God?
答案就在我们今天念的经节里面。
The answer is within the phrase we read, we just read.
今天的经节可以说是第一个教会，是基督建立的第一个教会。
The scripture reading we just read is about the first church of Jesus Christ.
我们要了解基督怎么样兴起这个教会。
We should learn how Jesus revived this church.
我们要先了解当时的状况。
We should get to know the scenarios.
当时是什么状况？
What's the situation at that time?
这些使徒们跟很多的人跟随了基督，听他的讲道，看他所行的一切。
The apostles and followers witnessed the magics that Jesus performed.
他们很热心地跟随基督。
They have a warm heart to follow Jesus.
然后耶稣被卖了。
Then Jesus was betrayed.
被钉在十字架上。
And got crucified on the cross.
这些跟随他的人怎么样？
So what happened to the followers?
他们的信心动摇了。
They don't have a strong confidence.
他们的心破碎了。
They have a broken heart.
他们到哪里去了？
Where did they go?
都跑了。
They just ran away.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，有几个门徒在下面看他。
When Jesus was crucified on the cross, how many apostles was looking?
可是耶稣复活了。
But Jesus was revived.
耶稣复活以后跟他们在一起有四十天的时间。
Jesus spent 40 days with apostles.
向很多人显现。
And showed himself to a lot of people.
他们的信心恢复了。
So their faith.
他们对神的话语的热心又恢复了。
Their enthusiastic also restored.
所以在这种情形下，他们完完全全的、大大的改变。
So there's a huge change in their minds.
等到五旬节的时候
，When the Pentecost coming,
圣灵降临，然后他们都会讲各地的方言。
the Holy Spirit came and they all can speak all kinds of tongues.
这是基督兴起教会的开始。
This is the beginning of Jesus.
我们前面我们没有看啊，前面是从这个第二章的十四节到三十六节。
Chapter two, verse 14, we didn't look at it.
是彼得在圣灵的感动之下的讲道。
It's a preaching of Peter, under the.
我们今天看的是，当彼得讲完道以后所发生的事。
What we see is, what happened after Peter's preaching.
从这几节经节里面，我们来看，我们可以学习，我们可以审查我们的教会是不是神的教会。
We can learn and we can examine whether our church is God's church or not.
这里至少我们可以看出三点神的教会的特征。
There are three characters.
第一个是悔改。
The first one is repent.
第二个是领受。
The second one is receiving.
第三个是坚守。
The third one is remain.
这三个都用三个英文字用 R 开头。
The three R's.
我们首先看悔改，三十七节，这里众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说：“弟兄们，我们当怎样行？”彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦。”
Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart.And said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins.
众人听见这话觉得扎心。首先，他们听见什么话？
What did they hear?
他们听见我刚刚说保罗彼得的讲道。
They heard Peter's preaching.
这是比罗彼得他本人在圣灵的带领下所讲出的一篇非常有力的道。
This is a preaching followed by guided by Holy Spirit. It's very powerful one.
尤其是最后一句，
第
二章第三十六节，他说：“那里说，故此，以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这个耶稣，神已经立他为主了，为基督了。”这是彼得讲到最后一句话。
The last sentence of his preaching is.
所以众人觉得扎心。
So people feel cut to the heart.
扎心很重要。你有没有听过人讲道的时候，或者念圣经的时候，突然觉得扎心
？Have you ever experienced cut to your heart during the preach?
神的话语像一个什么两刃的剑。
God's words just like a double-edged sword.
希伯来书四章十二节。
Hebrew chapter four.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至灵。魂与灵骨节与骨髓都能刺入破开连心中的思念和主意都能辨明
Hebrew chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
觉得扎心，因为神的话像一把刀，就好像医生的刀可以刺进去，把它隔开来，看你心里面属灵的状况。
So people feel cut to their heart because the it's just like a surgeon did a cut with their knife.
所以他们问彼得说：“我们该怎么做？”
That's why Peter asked them what.
那么彼得就告诉他们说：“你们要悔改，要奉主的耶稣的名要受洗。”
Peter told them to repent and to be baptized.
这里有一个教会复兴的特点。有一位传道家他说，在基督教的正常工作季节是传道人寻求人，在教会复兴的时候是人寻求神，人寻求传道人。
One preacher summarized this situation as during the normal working season, it's a preacher seeking people. But when the church in revival, it's people seeking the preacher.
我看一看我们在这里的很多人都是已经信了，都已经得救了。
I can tell many of you are believers and are saved.
有人已经在教会里很多年了。
A lot of you has been.
你说这跟我们有什么关系
？So,
这跟我有没有关系
？Is there anything to do with this?
没有关系，我今天就不会讲了。我要讲了，我就想办法让你看出这之间的关系。
So I'll tell you the connections.
有关系。我们刚刚说，一个教会的复兴是在人寻求神。
The revival of the church is based on people looking God.
有一句话很悲惨，是什么话呢？那个话是说，一个人在他受洗的时候，是他属灵程度最高的时候。
There's a sorrowful saying that when people was baptized, his faith is the strongest.
为什么这句话很悲惨
？Why is so sorrowful?
换句话说，一个人受洗以后，他的属灵的生命就是开始走下坡了。
Well, in other words, after the baptization, his faith began to decline.
是吗
？Is that true?
我们有没有继续追求神
？Are we still keep seeking God?
我们有没有每天渴慕神的话语
？Are we longing for God's words every day？
如鹿渴慕溪水。我们不追求神，我们不渴慕神的话语，我们的属灵怎么会高？我们思想过吗
？Have we ever thinking about this? If we don't longing for God's words?
我觉得有一句话，也不是一句话，是我很喜欢的一首圣诗。
There's one of my favorite hymns.
这首圣诗是叫 万福源头。那么这首圣诗呢，是一个人叫做 Robert Robinson 写的。
The hymn was written by Robert Robinson.
他是英国这个浸信会教会的一个传道人，一个牧师，他也写作很多书，不过他写的也几首非常好的圣诗。
He's a pastor of a British Baptist church and wrote a lot of books.
很多人认为这首圣诗是他自己的自传。
This hymn he wrote is actually a reflection of his biography.
很好，打上来。你假如看中文的翻译，看不出原文的意思。
When you look at the Chinese translation, you can't figure out the original meaning in English.
要看英文的，它真正的意思在那里，就是前面的 prone to wander。 prone 是什么意思？
What's prone mean?
我们每一个人都有一个自然的倾向。
Everybody got an inclination.
我带我的快四岁的孙子带他出去。
When I take my four-year-old grandson,
我要拉着他的手。
I have to grab his hand.
我不拉的手，他怎么办？
If I don't grab him, he will run.
He wanders away. 跑，乱跑，离开了我。
He will leave me.
我们每一个人都有这么样一个自然的倾向。我们会离开神。
We all have such inclination.
We are all prone to wander. 去离开我们所爱的神。重要的字就在这一个字，可惜我们没有办法把中文把这个意思翻译出来。每一次唱到这里的时候，我的心里面就有很大的感受。
Whenever I sing this, I feel.
我经常要反省。
I should repent.
每一天。
Every day.
每一个礼拜。
Every week.
每一个月。
Every month.
我有多少时间离开了神
？How many times I left God?
我要不要认罪
？Should I confess?
我要不要悔改
？Should I?
在启示录，耶稣责备一个以弗所的教会，他们把起初的爱神的心消失了；责备老底家的教会，他们变成不冷不热的教会。
In the book of Revelation, Jesus.Criticized the two churches.
这两个教会，我们是不是不冷不热的教会
？Are we lukewarm water?
假如我们是不冷不热的话，怎么办？后果是什么？基督说什么？要把我们吐出去。我们要把当初爱神的热心。消灭了，所以我们要经常的检讨。
We distinguish our love to God, we should repent.
我还听见有人说，我已经信了，我已经得救了，我也不求什么，我也不求神给我多大的奖赏，只要有一天我在天堂里。给我一个小板凳，我坐到旁边就行了。
Some people say, "Well, I I'm already a believer and already saved. I will not ask a lot from God. As long as God gave me a small store when I get into the heaven.
我不晓得天堂里有没有小板凳。
I'm not sure if there's any store in heaven.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要谨慎，我们要小心。
Brothers and sisters, we should be cautious.
我们很容易的会走离了。
We are very easy to get astray.
我们要经常的反省。
We should repent.
除去我们的罪。
To get rid of our sins.
使徒保罗在哥罗西书三章五节说，所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
Apostle Paul said, put to death therefore what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry.
John Owen 是英国 Oxford 牛津大学的一位教授，也是个神学家。他为把这个经节只简简单单的讲了一句话。
John Owen, a professor at Oxford University, also a theologist, summarized this in a very simple word.
这句话没有打上来，我没有把它翻译成中文，我就把英文打上来。那么，你假如把它翻译成中文，就是说我们要处死罪。我们如果不处死罪，罪就会处死我们。Be killing sin, or sin be killing you. 简单明了，容易记，就是这句话的宝贵。
It's very straightforward.
我们要天天的看看罪，我们有没有小看了罪。
Do we look down on our sins?
今天早上起来，我去运动，一边看电视，全是讲两件事情，一件 El Paso， 一件 Dayton, Ohio。你们听到了没有？两件，
this morning,
一共死了三十几个人。
This morning, while doing the exercise, I heard two news all over the place.
我为什么说这个？
Why I mention this?
上个礼拜我在灵修的时候，看到 John Piper 写，他说现在的人就是怕，每一天怕这恐怖分子来到我们这里杀人放火，我们怕伊朗、北韩把核子武器放出来。John Piper 说，我们不要怕这些，我们要怕的是我们的罪。
John Piper said we should not scare off the killings or the terrorists or the nuclear weapons. What we should scare for is our sins.
为什么？
Why?
因为枪杀也好，暴力也好，核子弹也好，它只能伤害我们的身体。
All the violence, all the weapons of mass destruction only kill your body.
可是罪致死我们的灵魂。
But sins kills your soul.
我们有没有小看了罪？
Have we?
我们常常会小看罪。哎呀，做一个有什么关系？没什么了不起。
It doesn't matter.
神那么爱我，还是可以进天堂。
God will forgive me.
我们要为我们的灵魂着想。
we should prepare for our soul.
第二点，领受。
The second point is receiving.
领受什么？这里说就必领受所赐的圣灵，因为这应许是给你们和你们儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。彼得还用许多话做见证，劝勉他们说，你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的世代。
You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is for you and for your children, for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And with many other words, he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, save yourselves from these crooked generations.
我们要领受的是圣灵。圣灵的降临是主耶稣的应许。
The coming of the Holy Spirit is a promise of Jesus.
主在约翰福音十四章开始讲这个应许，接下来15章、16章、17章继续教导我们有关圣灵的降临。
In Book of John, Jesus. Chapter 14, Jesus mentioned the Holy Spirit.
这圣灵也是我们救恩里面不可缺少的一环。
The Holy Spirit is the major part of our salvation.
两个礼拜以前，牧师讲到，引用到《使徒行传》第一章的第四节和第五节，我来念。耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
The book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 4 to 5, andWhile staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, You heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
我们要领受圣灵。
We should.
这里更告诉我们，我们要领受圣灵的洗。
We are waiting for the baptization of Holy Spirit.
什么是圣灵的洗？
What's the baptization of Holy Spirit?
是不是很抽象？
Is it too abstract?
我们圣经里面告诉我们什么是圣灵的洗，使徒行传二章二节到四节，我来念。忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子，又有舌头和火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。很简单。
Book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 2 through 4. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind.And it filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
圣灵的洗就是这里说圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
The baptization of the Holy Spirit is the utterance to speak in other tongues.
圣灵的洗就是圣灵的装备。圣灵给我们能力，让我们可以做事。
Holy Spirit can equip us through baptization.
我们每个人都有圣灵给我们的装备。
We're all equipped with Holy Spirit's baptization.
问题不是你有没有圣灵的装备，问题是你有没有领受。
The problem is whether you have the equipped with Holy Spirit.
什么叫领受
？What is？
我最近从灵修里面看到，当耶稣让一个瞎子可以看见，那么耶稣在装备这个瞎子，让他能够有看见的能力，对不对
？Jesus equipped a blind people with eyesight.
假如这个瞎子不用眼睛去看，这个装备对他有没有用
？If that blind person don't want look at anything,
他奇迹有没有效
？So there won't be any miracles.
我们每一个人都有神给我们的装备。
We all equipped with.
那些人在五旬节的时候得到了装备，就开口说话，他们领受，他们使用。
Those receive the Holy Spirit's equipment and began to speak different tongues.
我们每一个人都有圣灵的装备。
We are all equipped.
我们有没有把它使出来，使用出来
？Have we ever used them?
我在执事会的时候，我有个建议，说我们希望教会开始尽量的帮助大家来装备、使用神赐的恩赐。
In the deacons' meeting, I once mentioned we should use everybody's gifts from God to work for the church.
Nolan 弟兄也跟我谈过，我们也在谈怎么样帮助大家发掘神的我们身上的恩赐。
Brother Nolan also discussed with me about how to discover
the gifts. 他还帮我们找一个怎么样调查的，看看。怎么去调查我们身上的恩赐
？He will find a reference material.
所以我们希望我们不要忘记，不要小看，也不要掩埋神赐给我们的恩赐。
We shall not omit or bury our gifts from God.
坚守，很快。已经超过我预定的时间了。
The last point is remain.
我本来预定不超过3点钟。坚守，最后一点坚守。于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
So that day, the 3,000 people were baptized.
恒心遵守使徒的教训，这是我们要坚守。
We should remain our heart.
都一心一意的、专心的听使徒讲解耶稣的教导。
They concentrate on listening to the preacher's word from Jesus.
换句话说，我们所坚守的是基督的教导。
We remain on Jesus' words.
恒心坚守使徒的教训，彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。在基督里，我们如何交接？
How do we get connected within Jesus?
我们要分享。
We should share.
我们分享同一个主。
We share the same God.
同一个给我们生活的准则。
We share the same living rules.
一主，一信，一喜，一爱。 这是我们彼此分享，彼此交接。可是呢，我们还有一个教导。
There is another teaching.
这个教导是破饼。我们每个月都有一次。
To break the bread.
这个是教导什么
？What's this for?
不要忘记基督为我们成就的一切。
This will remind us of what Jesus fulfilled for us.
那么这里说祈祷，我们中文翻成祈祷。你假如去看英文，它在这个 prayer 前面加了一个 article T-H-E the prayer。 英文凡是每次用 the prayer 的时候是表示崇拜，不仅仅就是祷告，包括崇拜。所以我们要坚守使徒的教训，彼此交接分享，我们要破饼纪念耶稣基督成就的，我们要祈祷。
We should pray and worship together to memorize Jesus' fulfillment for us.
所以这些都是我们要坚守的。
This is what we should remain.
那么哥罗西书三章十六节说，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝解，心被恩感，歌颂神。那么 这节经节的意思有两点。第一点，他说用诗章、颂词、灵歌。为什么这样子讲？
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God.
诗章、颂词、灵歌代表我们的崇拜是多方面的崇拜。
Those psalms, hymns represent the multiplicative worship.
然后他又说，把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
To keep God's word, keep Jesus' words in our heart.
把基督道理丰丰富富的存在我们的心里，有什么好处？
What will benefit from this?
假如我们真真正正的把基督的话语摆在我们的心里，换句话说，我们就是在基督里。
If we put Jesus' word in our heart, then we are in Jesus.
为什么我们要在基督里？
Why should we in Jesus?
为什么要把基督的话语摆在我们里面？
Why should we keep Jesus' words in our heart?
这就是葡萄树跟枝子的关系，是不是？
This is a similar situation like
耶稣说
grape and wine.
你们若在我里面，我也在你们里面。你们为什么？你们若离开了我，怎么样？我们什么都不能做。
If you live in me, then I will live in you. If you leave us, if you leave God, you can do nothing.
当我们把基督的话丰丰富富的放在我们的心里，随时随地的在我们的心里，我们就会很自然的去崇拜。我们就会随时随地的崇拜。
If we keep Jesus' words abundantly in our heart, we will worship him anytime, anywhere.
我们的崇拜就不是死板的。
It's not a static
one. 也不拘泥某一种固定的方式。
It's a free style.
我们在家里也崇拜，在工作场合也崇拜。
You can worship.
我们可以随时随地崇拜。
You can worship anytime.
有多少时候，你想想看，你会说啊，感谢主。
How many times you said?
多少时候
thank God.
啊，感谢主，那就是我们的崇拜。我们把神的话语放在心里，我们就能够做很多的事情。
If we keep God's words in our heart, we can do a lot of things.
我们这个教会是神的教会吗？还是我们这教会只是我们自己的？
Is this church God's
church? 我们经常悔改吗？
Are we repent frequently?
我们每一天处死我们的罪吗？
Are we killing our sins every day?
我们领受了圣灵的装备吗？
Do we receive the Holy Spirit?
我们把圣灵的装备拿出来侍奉吗？
Do we use the equipment to worship God, to serve God?
我们有没有都用天天在基督里？
Are we in Jesus every day?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲的天父。
Our graceful Father.
求求你怜悯我们这个教会。
Please keep our church.
请求你怜悯我们每一个人。
Bless every of us.
让我们每一天都渴慕你的话语。
So that we can long for your words every day.
我们经常用你的话语当作一面镜子来审查我们自己。
To use your words to examine ourselves.
我们在一切的事上都要顺着你的话语去行。
We should follow your words on all matters.
带着谦卑的心与你同行
with a humble heart
祈求感谢祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名
we pray in Jesus' name
Amen, Amen.